The Supreme Leader of Iran today warned Iranians not to play into the hands of the country's enemies. The message from Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is seen as a direct response to speeches by two former Iranian presidents. Both of those speeches criticized last month's presidential election. The vote's outcome was disputed by opposition supporters in Iran. Ramin Mastahim is a special correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. He's now in Tehran. The opposition is calling for a referendum. What would that referendum be about? What would they be voting on?
The referendum will be about the election results. So because they cannot make decision who is the actual winner, they suppose if they put the referendum, they can make their choice clear.
How significant is the call for a referendum coming from the former president, Mohammad Khatami?
It's very important because it's the first time that Khatami is associated in the opposition camp, because calling for referendum means to challenge the Supreme Leader.
Well, on the other side, though, the Supreme Leader is basically responding with a threat. What is he saying?
Yeah, he thinks that the whole ruling establishment is jeopardized by this protest. And he believes the enemies are involved in that, the enemies of the countries. And unfortunately, there is nobody, they don't see each other in eyes. So he condemns the enemies, they condemn the fraud and rigging inside the country.
But if the opposition leader, Mir Hussein Mousavi, were to come to office, this is the man that has lost, according to the official results anyway, lost the election to the incumbent Ahmadinejad. If Mousavi were to come to office, if he were to be president, would anything be different in Iran?
No. That's the irony of history. In fact, I think that if Mousavi were the president, he would be would be a failure, because his platform was a flop from the very beginning. He was lucky not to be elected because he couldn't deliver anything. But the wave behind, that is the wave, the protest wave behind, would make a change. That's different. People are protesting for many other reasons. And that wave may change some things. That's what the difference between what the leader says and what the people say in this week.
All right. Thank you very much, Ramin Mastahim, special correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, speaking to us from Tehran, the capital of Iran. Ramin, thank you.
Pleasure.